Chapter 56. Lighting and signaling circuits. Lighting systems. Circuits involved. A vehicle has many different lighting and signaling systems, each with its own specific components and operating characteristics. The major light-related circuits and systems covered in this chapter include: Number 1. Exterior lighting. Number 2. Headlights. Number 3. Bulb trade numbers. Number 4. Brake lights. Number 5. Turn signals and flasher units. Number 6. Courtesy lights. And Number 7. Light dimming rearview mirrors. Non-computer controlled lighting. Older vehicles use the headlight switch to operate all the lights, including Number 1. Headlights. Number 2. Tail lights. Number 3. Side marker lights. Number 4. Front parking lights. Number 5. Dash lights. And Number 6. Interior, dome, lights. The headlight switch assembly on older vehicles carried a heavy current and was mechanical. Most contained a built-in circuit breaker for the headlights that caused them to flicker on and off if a short circuit occurred in the headlight circuit. See Figure 56-1. Body Control Module Controlled Lighting. The Body Control Module, abbreviated BCM, is often referred to as a central organizational module. Using a BCM results in the following benefits. Number 1. It simplifies the manufacturing and troubleshooting aspects of electronic modules. Number 2. It coordinates the operating functions of many related items, as well as security features. All recent vehicles use a controller, usually the body control module, abbreviated BCM, to control the lights. The switches to turn on the lights are simply a request from the switch to the BCM to turn on the lights. The communication between the switches and the BCM is over serial data lines. Many vehicles use front and rear lighting modules, so the BCM sends a message over the data lines to the front or rear lighting module to turn on the commanded lights. The controller can control either the power side or the ground side of the circuit and performs the following. Number 1. Monitors the current flow through the circuit and turns on a bulb failure warning light if it detects an open bulb or a fault in the circuit. Number 2. After the ignition has been turned off, the modules turn off the lights after a time delay to prevent the battery from being drained. Number 3. In the event of a communication failure, most module-controlled exterior lighting systems default to on position for safety. Many electronic components are controlled by the BCM, including the following lighting circuits. Number 1. Brake lights. Number 2. Courtesy lamps. Number 3. Dome lamps. Number 4. Exterior and interior lamps. Number 5. Fog lamps. Number 6. Hazard warning lamps. Number 7. Low and high beam head lamps. Number 8. Parking lamps. And Number 9. Turn signal lamps. See Figure 56-2. Refer to Figure 56-1. A typical headlight circuit diagram on an older vehicle that does not use a controller, such as the body control module, BCM, to control the operation of the lights. Note that the headlight switch is represented by a dotted outline indicating that other circuits, such as dash lights, also operate from the switch. Refer to Figure 56-2. A schematic showing the inputs from the multifunction switch and the headlight switch to the smart junction box, abbreviated SJB. The SJB then uses the body control module to operate the lights. Parts and operation. A light emitting diode, abbreviated LED, is a two-lead semiconductor light source. An LED is a PN junction diode that emits light when a suitable voltage is applied to the leads. The electrons are able to recombine with electron holes within the device, releasing energy in the form of photons. See Figure 56-3. LED features. LED lights are frequently used in newer vehicles for the following reasons. Number 1. Faster illumination. Using LEDs in brake lights light up 200 milliseconds faster than an incandescent bulb, which requires some time to heat the filament before it is hot enough to create light. This faster illumination, when used in brake lights, can mean the difference in stopping distances at 60 miles per hour, or 100 kilometers per hour, by about 18 feet, or 6 meters, due to the reduced reaction time for the driver of the vehicle behind. Number 2. Longer service life. LEDs are solid-state devices that do not use a filament to create light. As a result, they are less susceptible to vibration and often last the life of the vehicle. Number 3. Lower current draw. LEDs draw less current compared to incandescent bulbs, and the result is less electrical drain from the charging system to operate all the lights in the vehicle. This helps improve fuel economy and lowers exhaust emissions by reducing the electrical load created by the alternator on the engine. Note: aftermarket replacement LED bulbs that are used to replace conventional bulbs may require the use of a different type of flasher unit due to the reduced current draw of the LED bulbs. See Figure 56-4. Refer to Figure 56-3. An LED emits light when a photon is released at the p-n junction. Refer to Figure 56-4. A replacement LED taillight bulb is constructed of many small, individual light-emitting diodes. Testing bulbs. Bulbs can be tested using two basic tests. Number 1. Perform a visual inspection of any bulb. Many faults, such as a shorted filament, a corroded connector, or moisture, can cause weird problems that are often thought to be wiring issues. Number 2. Bulbs can be tested using an ohmmeter and checking the resistance of the filaments. Most bulbs read low resistance, between 0.5 and 20 ohms, incandescent bulbs, at room temperature, depending on the bulb. Test results include: Number 1. Normal resistance. The bulb is good. Check both filaments if it is a two-filament bulb. See Figure 56-5. Number 2. 0 ohms. It is unlikely, but possible for the bulb filament to be shorted. Number 3. OL, or electrically open. The reading indicates that the bulb filament is broken. Note: if testing LED lights, check service information for the specified testing procedure. Refer to Figure 56-5. This single filament bulb is being tested with a digital multimeter set to read resistance in ohms. The reading of 1.1 ohms is the resistance of the bulb when cold. As soon as current flows through the filament, the resistance increases about 10 times. It is the initial surge of current flowing through the filament, when the bulb is cool, that causes many bulbs to fail in cold weather as a result of the reduced resistance. As the temperature increases, the resistance increases. Refer to Figure 56-6. Dual filament, or double contact, bulbs contain both a low-intensity filament for taillights or parking lights, and a high-intensity filament for brake lights and turn signals. Bulbs come in a variety of shapes and sizes. The numbers shown are the trade numbers. Bulb numbers. Trade number. The number used on automotive bulbs is called the bulb trade number, as recorded with the American National Standards Institute, abbreviated ANSI. The number is the same regardless of the manufacturer. See Figure 56-6. The amount of light produced by a bulb is determined by the resistance of the filament wire, which also affects the amount of current, in amperes, required by the bulb. The correct trade number of a bulb should always be used for replacement to prevent circuit or component damage. Check service information or the owner's manual for the exact replacement bulb to use. See Chart 56-1. Refer to Chart 56-1. Some automotive bulb trade numbers with their amperage and wattage rating. Check service information for the exact bulb to use. Bulb number suffixes. Many bulbs have suffixes that indicate some feature of the bulb, while keeping the same size and light output specifications. Typical bulb suffixes include: A is amber, or painted glass. B is blue. G is green. HD is heavy duty. IF is inside frosted. LL is long life. NA is natural amber, or amber glass. Q is quartz halogen. And R is red. See Figure 56-7. Brake lights. Terminology. Brake lights, also called stop lights, use the high-intensity filament of a double filament bulb or LEDs. The brake lights are lit when the driver depresses the brake pedal. On older vehicles, the brake switch receives current from a fuse that is hot all the time. The brake light switch is a normally open, abbreviated NO, switch, but is closed when the driver depresses the brake pedal. Newer brake switches have more than one set of contacts. In many cases, one set is normally open and the other set is normally closed. One filament stop and turn bulbs. In some vehicles, the stop and turn signals are both provided by one filament. Two filament stop and turn bulbs. In systems using separate filaments for the stop and turn lamps, the brake and turn signal switches are not connected. All vehicles sold in the United States have a third brake light, commonly referred to as the center high-mounted stop light, abbreviated CHMSL. See Figure 56-8. Refer to Figure 56-7. Bulbs that have the same trade number have the same operating voltage and wattage. ENA means that the bulb uses a natural amber glass ampoule with clear turn signal lenses. BCM controlled brake lights. When the brake pedal is depressed, the signal is sent to the brake light controller, usually the BCM, which then signals the rear light module to actuate the brake lights. The input from the brake pedal switch or sensor is used by other systems in the vehicle as an input signal for the following systems. Number 1. Shift interlock. On vehicles equipped with an automatic transmission, the gear selector cannot be moved out of the park position unless the brake pedal is depressed. Number 2. Push button start. Vehicles equipped with a push button start do not start unless the brake pedal is depressed. Number 3. Cruise control. If the brake pedal is depressed, the cruise control function is disabled. Number 4. Anti-lock braking system. ABS. When the brake pedal is depressed, the ABS system is ready to intervene, if needed, to control wheel slippage. On some vehicles, the key must be in the on position for all the brake lights to illuminate. This is particularly important to know when performing diagnostics. Check service information for the specified procedure to follow on the vehicle being tested. See Figure 56-9. Turn signals. Mechanical system operation. In older systems, the turn signal circuit is supplied power from the ignition switch and operated by a lever and a switch. When the turn signal switch is moved in either direction, the corresponding turn signal lamps receive current through the flasher unit. The flasher unit causes the current to start and stop as the turn signal lamp flashes on and off with the interrupted current. A turn signal flasher unit is a metal or plastic can, containing a switch that opens and closes the turn signal circuit. It is often installed in a metal clip attached to the dash panel to allow the clicking noise of the flasher to be heard by the driver. Most flashers have a lamp current sensing circuit, which causes the flash rate to double when a bulb is burned out. See Figure 56-10. Refer to Figure 56-8. A typical older type brake light circuit showing the brake switch and all of the related circuit components. BCM controlled turn signals. Starting in the early 2000s, many vehicles use the turn signal as an input to the body control module. See Figure 56-11. The BCM sends a signal through the data lines to the lighting modules to flash the lights. With these systems, the BCM also sends a signal to the radio, which sends a clicking sound to the driver's side speaker, even if the radio is off. Bulb outage warning. The lighting module, usually the BCM, monitors the current flow through all of the lights. These circuits measure the current and, if there is a change that is not expected, it can turn on a warning light to warn the driver. If this current is below some threshold value, the bulb is assumed to be burned out. The bulb failure system works using a resistance value for each circuit. When diagnosing a bulb outage concern, perform the following steps. Step 1. Visually check the exterior lights for proper operation. Check all of the following. Backup lights. Brake lights, including the center high-mounted stoplight. Driving lights, if equipped. Fog lights, if equipped. High beam headlights. License plate lights. Low beam headlights. Park lights. Puddle lights. Side marker lights, front and rear, and left and right sides. Tail lights. And turn signals front and rear. Step 2. If one or more are not lighting, check or replace the bulb. Verify that the affected bulb is not an LED where a non-LED bulb is specified. See Figure 56-12. Step 3. If the warning lamp is still on, check the sockets for corrosion, proper voltage, and ground at the socket. Hazard warning lights. The hazard warning, also called four-way flashers, is a device installed in a vehicle lighting system with the primary function of causing both the left and right turn signal lamps to flash when the hazard warning switch is activated. Secondary functions may include visible dash indicators for the hazard system and an audible signal to indicate when the flasher is operating. In older systems, a separate hazard warning flasher is used. Current vehicles use the BCM to operate all four turn signal lights when the hazard, four-way, flasher switch is turned on by the driver. Refer to Figure 56-9. A schematic of the BCM controlled brake light circuit that includes the brake pedal position abbreviated, BPP, switch, which creates signals to the powertrain control module with inputs labeled BPS, or brake pedal position, and BOO, or brake on off. Refer to Figure 56-10. 3 styles of flasher units. Daytime running lights. Purpose and function. Daytime running lights, abbreviated DRLs, are lights at the front of the vehicle that are on all the time the engine is running, unless they are turned off, or when the headlights are on. DRLs involve operation of the following. Number 1. Front parking lights. Number 2. Separate DRL lamps. And number 3. Headlights, usually at reduced current and voltage, when the vehicle is running. Studies have shown that DRLs have reduced accidents where used. DRLs primarily use a control module that turns on either the low or high beam headlights wired in series or separate daytime running lights. The lights on some vehicles come on when the engine starts. Other vehicles turn on the lamps when the engine is running but delay their operation until a signal from the vehicle's speed sensor indicates that the vehicle is moving. To avoid having the lights on during servicing, some systems turn off the headlights when the parking brake is applied, and the ignition switch is cycled off and then back on. Others only light the headlights when the vehicle is in a drive gear. See Figure 56-13. The DRLs operate when the following conditions are met. The ignition is in the runner crank position. And/or the shift lever is out of the park position for vehicles equipped with automatic transmissions, or the parking brake is released for vehicles with manual transmissions. The low and high beam headlamps are off. Refer to Figure 56-11. A steering column with the steering wheel removed, showing the turn signal canceling cam used to return the lever to the neutral position after a turn. The switches are an input to the body control module for left and right turn signal operation. Refer to Figure 56-12. Replacement side marker LED lamps that could be used to replace standard bulbs. However, the current draw is lower and using these bulbs could cause the lamp outage warning lamp to be turned on. Headlight switches. Older vehicles use the headlight switch to operate the exterior and interior lights. On these systems, the headlight switch is connected directly to the battery through a fusible link, and has continuous power or is hot all the time. See Figure 56-14. Refer to Figure 56-13. A schematic showing a DRL circuit that uses the headlights. Also notice that each headlight has its own fuse to protect the circuit. Check service information for how the DRLs operate on the vehicle being serviced. Refer to Figure 56-14. A typical headlight circuit diagram on an older vehicle that does not use a controller, such as the BCM, to control the operation of the lights. Note that the headlight switch is represented by a dotted outline, indicating that other circuits, such as dash lights, also operate from the switch. Refer to Figure 56-15. A typical composite headlamp assembly. The lens, housing, and bulb sockets are usually included as a complete assembly. Composite headlights. Sealed beam headlights were used for many years and then, in the 1990s, were replaced with composite headlights. Composite headlights are constructed using a replaceable bulb and a fixed lens cover that is part of the vehicle. Composite headlights are the result of changes in the aerodynamic styling of vehicles where sealed beam lamps could no longer be used. See Figure 56-15. The replaceable bulbs are usually bright halogen bulbs. Halogen bulbs get very hot during operation, between 500 degrees Fahrenheit and 1300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 260 degrees Celsius and 704 degrees Celsius. It is important to never touch the glass of any halogen bulb with bare fingers because the natural oils of the skin on the glass bulb can cause the bulb to break when it heats during normal operation. See Figure 56-16. Refer to Figure 56-16. Handle a halogen bulb by the base to prevent the skin's oil from getting on the glass. Refer to Figure 56-17. The right side of this headlight assembly has been restored, but still needs to be polished. The left side is cloudy and not yet restored. Bulb faults. Halogen bulbs can fail for various reasons. Some causes for halogen bulb failure and their indications include gray color, low voltage to the bulb, check for corroded socket or connector, white, cloudy color, indication of an air leak, broken filament, usually caused by excessive vibration, blistered glass, indication that someone has touched the glass. Cloudy headlight restoration. The bulb covering of composite headlights is made from acrylic plastic. This material tends to fade, turn yellow, and discolor over a period of time due primarily to constant exposure to the sun's ultraviolet rays, abbreviated UV. The problem tends to be most serious in warmer, sunny climates. This clouding of the surface is more than a cosmetic issue because it can reduce the available light, reducing night vision. There are many brands and types of headlight restoration products available. Most products involve sanding the surface of the lens using fine sandpaper and applying a UV protectant to help prevent further damage to the plastic lens. Always follow the instructions for the product or procedure used to restore the headlights. See Figure 56-17. Refer to Figure 56-18. The igniter contains the ballast and transformer needed to provide high voltage pulses to the arc tube bulb. High intensity discharge headlights. Parts and operation. High intensity discharge, abbreviated HID, headlights produce light that is crisper, clearer, and brighter than light produced by a halogen headlight. HID lamps do not use a filament like conventional electrical bulbs, but contain two electrodes about 0.2 of an inch, or 5 millimeters, apart. A high voltage pulse is sent to the bulb, which arcs across the tips of electrodes, producing light. It creates light from an electrical discharge between two electrodes in a gas-filled arc tube. A HID lamp produces twice the light with less electrical current, or amperage, than conventional halogen bulbs. The HID lighting system consists of the discharge arc source, igniter, ballast, and headlight assembly. See Figure 56-18. The two electrodes are contained in a tiny quartz capsule filled with xenon gas, mercury, and metal halide salts. HID headlights are also called xenon headlights. The lights and support electronics are expensive, but they should last the life of the vehicle, unless physically damaged. HID headlights produce a white light, giving the lamp a blue-white color. The color of light is expressed in temperature using the Kelvin scale. Kelvin, abbreviated K, temperature is the Celsius temperature plus 273 degrees. Typical color temperatures include daylight at 5400 degrees Kelvin, HIDT 4100 degrees Kelvin, halogen at 3200 degrees Kelvin, and incandescent, or tungsten, at 2800 degrees Kelvin. See Figure 56-19. Stages of HID headlight operation. The HID ballast is powered by voltage from the headlight switch or the BCM. The HID headlights operate in three stages or states. 1. Startup or stroke state. When the headlight switch is turned to the on position, the ballast may draw up to 20 amperes at 12 volts. The ballast sends multiple high voltage pulses to the arc tube to start the arc inside the bulb. The voltage provided by the ballast during the startup state ranges from negative 600 to positive 600 volts, which is increased by a transformer to about 25,000 volts. The increased voltage is used to create an arc between the electrodes in the bulb. 2. Run-up state. After the arc is established, the ballast provides a higher than steady state voltage to the arc tube to keep the bulb illuminated. On a cold bulb, this state could last as long as 40 seconds. On a hot bulb, the run-up state may last only 15 seconds. The current requirements during the run-up state are about 360 volts from the ballast and a power level of about 75 watts. 3. Steady state. The steady state phase begins when the power requirement of the bulb drops to 35 watts. The ballast provides a minimum of 55 volts to the bulb during steady state operation. Refer to Figure 56-19. Figure A. The color of light is measured in degrees Kelvin. The higher the temperature of the light is, the bluer the appearance. Line drawing to be drafted. Figure B. HID, xenon, headlights emit a whiter light than halogen headlights and usually look blue compared to halogen bulbs. Frequently asked question. What is the difference between the temperature of the light and the brightness of the light? The temperature of the light indicates the color of the light. The brightness of the light is measured in lumens. A standard 100-watt incandescent light bulb emits about 1,700 lumens. A typical halogen headlight bulb produces about 2,000 lumens, and a typical HID bulb produces about 2,800 lumens. Bi-xenon headlights. Some vehicles are equipped with bi-xenon headlights, which use a shutter to block some of the light during low beam operation, and then mechanically move to expose more of the light from the bulb for high beam operation. Because xenon lights are relatively slow to start working, vehicles equipped with bi-xenon headlights use two halogen lights for the flash-to-pass feature. HID headlight failure symptoms. The following symptoms indicate bulb failure. A light flicker. Lights go out, caused when the ballast assembly detects repeated bulb restrikes, and color changes to a dim pink glow. Bulb failures are often intermittent and difficult to repeat. However, bulb failure is likely if the symptoms get worse over time. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended testing and service procedures. Diagnosis and service. HID headlights change slightly in color with age. This color shift is usually not noticeable unless one headlight arc tube assembly has been replaced due to a collision repair, and then the difference in color may be noticeable. The difference in color gradually changes as the arc tube ages and should not be too noticeable by most customers. If the arc tube assembly is near the end of its life, it may not light immediately if it is turned off and then back on immediately. This test is called a hot restrike and, if it fails, a replacement arc tube assembly may be needed, or there is another fault, such as a poor electrical connection, that should be checked. Warning. Always adhere to all warnings because the high voltage output of the ballast assembly can cause personal injury or death. LED headlights. Many newer vehicles use LED headlights either as standard equipment or optional equipment. See Figure 56-20. The advantages of LED headlights compared to other types include long service life and reduced electrical power required. The disadvantages of LED headlights include higher cost, and many small LEDs are required to create the necessary light output. Refer to Figure 56-20. LED headlights usually require multiple units to provide the needed light, as seen on this Lexus LS600. Refer to Figure 56-21. Adaptive front lighting systems rotate the low beam headlight in the direction of travel. Adaptive front lighting system. Purpose and function. An adaptive, or advanced, front lighting system, or AFS, is a system that mechanically moves the headlights to follow the direction of the front wheels. The purpose is to provide improved lighting during cornering. The AFS headlight are usually capable of rotating 15 degrees to the left and 5 degrees to the right. Some systems rotate 14 degrees and 9 degrees, respectively. Vehicles that use AFS include Lexus, Mercedes, and certain domestic models, usually as an extra cost option. See Figure 56-21. Note, these angles are reversed on vehicles sold in countries that drive on the left side of the road, such as Great Britain, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. Parts and operation. The vehicle has to be moving above a predetermined speed, usually above 20 miles per hour, or 30 kilometers per hour, and the lights stop moving when the speed drops below about 3 miles per hour, or 5 kilometers per hour. AFS is often used in addition to self-leveling motors so that the headlights remain properly aimed, regardless of how the vehicle is loaded. Without self-leveling, headlights shine higher than normal if the rear of the vehicle is heavily loaded. See Figure 56-22. When a vehicle is equipped with an AFS, the lights are moved by the headlight controller outward and then inward, as well as up and down, as a test of the system. This action is quite noticeable to the driver and is normal operation of the system. Refer to Figure 56-22. A typical adaptive front lighting system uses two motors, one for the up and down movement and the other for rotating the low beam headlight to the left and right. Refer to Figure 56-23. Typical dash-mounted switch that allows the driver to turn off the front lighting system. Diagnosis and service. The first step when diagnosing an AFS fault is to perform the following visual inspection. Number 1. Start by checking that the AFS is switched on. Most AFS headlights are equipped with a switch that allows the driver to turn the system on and off. See Figure 56-23. Number 2. Check that the system performs a self-test during startup. Number 3. Verify that both low beam and high beam lights function correctly. The system may be disabled if a fault with one of the headlights is detected. And number 4. Use a scan tool to test for any AFS-related diagnostic trouble codes. Some systems allow the AFS to be checked and operated using a scan tool. Always follow the recommended testing and service procedures, as specified by the vehicle manufacturer in service information. Automatic headlights. Purpose and function. Automatic headlights automatically turn on the headlights when the light sensor detects low ambient light level. These sensors are usually located on the dash of the vehicle. If the light level is low, the headlights turn on automatically when the engine starts. The ambient light sensor is used to monitor outside lighting conditions. The ambient light sensor provides a voltage signal that varies between 0.2 and 4.9 volts, depending on outside lighting conditions. The BCM provides a 5-volt reference signal to the ambient light sensor. The BCM monitors the ambient light sensor signal circuit to determine if outside lighting conditions are correct for either daytime running lights, or automatic lamp control abbreviated, ALC, when the headlamp switch is in the auto position. Refer to Figure 56-24. A dash symbol used to inform the driver that the automatic headlights are on. Controls. Most vehicles allow the driver to select the headlights in the auto position or turn them on and off manually. If the headlights are on, a dash symbol is often displayed on the dash to inform the driver. See Figure 56-24. Headlight high-low beam switch. Dimmer switch. Headlights use a high-intensity bulb or lamp and a low-intensity bulb or lamp. The switch used to switch between the two circuits is often called the dimmer switch or the high-low switch. An indicator light illuminates on the dash when the high beams are selected. The dimmer switch is usually hand-operated by a lever on the steering column. Some steering column switches are attached to the outside of the steering column and are spring-loaded. To replace these types of dimmer switches, the steering column needs to be lowered slightly to gain access to the switch itself. Auto-dimming headlights. Purpose and function. An automatic headlight dimmer, also called automatic beam control or automatic high beams, is a system that causes the headlights to switch from high-intensity beams to low-intensity beams when the system detects the headlights from an approaching vehicle. Refer to Figure 56-25. Figure A, a typical headlight aiming diagram is found in service information. Figure B, adjustments to move the headlight aiming point left or right or up and down are usually made using a screwdriver to move the headlight housing. Types of systems. Types of automatic headlight dimming include photoresistor-based system. A system that uses a photoresistor is usually mounted at the top of the windshield inside the vehicle. This system automatically adjusts the headlight beams from high beam to low beam when approaching oncoming vehicles during nighttime driving. The system also switches back to high beam after the vehicles have passed. Drivers can also use standard headlight dimmers to override the automatic headlight dimmer on vehicles so equipped. Camera-based systems. Some vehicles use the camera and lasers already fitted for collision avoidance. These systems can detect an oncoming vehicle from 400 yards, or 366 meters, away, and detect the taillights of a car in front from more than 120 yards, or 110 meters. Conditions needed to function. For the automatic operation to turn on the high beams, the following conditions are usually required. The vehicle speed is above 20 miles per hour. Dark conditions with few streetlights. There are no approaching vehicles with the headlights on. And there are no taillights from the vehicle in front. Note, high beams may not automatically turn off when an approaching vehicle is hidden from view due to a hill or a curve. This inability is not a fault with the system, but instead is due to the limiting factors of the system. Headlight aiming. According to U.S. federal law, all headlights, regardless of shape, must be able to be aimed using headlight aiming equipment. The headlights are equipped with adjusting screws that can be used to aim the headlights. Some are also equipped with a bubble level to help make sure that the lights are level. Older vehicles equipped with sealed beam headlights used a headlight aiming system that attached to the headlight itself. Check service information for the exact procedure and specifications to follow when aiming headlights. See Figure 56-25. Fog and driving lights. Fog lights. The light from regular headlights can reflect off the fog, snow, or dust particles in the air, causing glare. When driving in fog, the use of fog lights reduces the glare. Fog lights have a unique beam that is flat and wide, and is positioned low on the vehicle, usually near the front bumper. Fog lights are also useful where there is dust and snow on the road, either drifting in through the air or being churned up from the surface of the road. Fog lights are usually white, though they can also be yellow or blue. Fog lights in the rear are always red. See Figure 56-26. Note, fog lights should only be used when poor visibility is present and then turned off. Refer to Figure 56-26. Fog lights are often included on many vehicles, such as these on a Lexus SUV. Driving lights. Driving lights have a narrow, straight beam, and are used while off-roading or traversing dark, deserted country roads. Driving lights are designed to send powerful beams far ahead, illuminating the next stretch of road. Driving lights are usually installed by the vehicle owner and are usually not available from the factory unless a special off-road equipment package is ordered. If installed, they should be wired to work only when the high beams are in use. Check local and state regulations in regards to the mounting and use of driving lights. Automatic dimming mirrors. Parts and operation. Automatic dimming mirrors use electrochromic technology to dim the mirror in proportion to the amount of headlight glare from other vehicles at the rear. The electrochromic technology developed by Gentex Corporation uses a gel that changes with light between two pieces of glass. One piece of glass acts as a reflector and the other has a transparent, clear, electrically conductive coating. The inside rearview mirror also has a forward-facing light sensor that is used to detect darkness. It signals the rearward-facing sensor to begin to check for excessive glare from headlights behind the vehicle. The rearward-facing sensor sends a voltage to the electrochromic gel in the mirror that is in proportion to the amount of glare detected. The mirror dims in proportion to the glare, and becomes like a standard rearview mirror when the glare is no longer detected. If automatic dimming mirrors are used on the exterior, the sensors in the interior mirror and electronics are used to control both the interior and exterior mirrors. See Figure 56-27. Frequently asked question. What are rear fog lights? Some vehicles, usually European vehicles, are equipped with rear, red, fog lights. These are used so that drivers behind can see the vehicle in front. These could be on whenever the fog lights are turned on, or they could be on a separate switch. These rear fog lights are sometimes confused with brake lights being on because they are often as bright as brake lights. Check the owner's manual or service information if a fault is reported about the rear fog lights. Diagnosis and service. If a customer concern states that the mirrors do not dim when exposed to bright headlights from the vehicle behind, the cause could be sensors or the mirror itself. Be sure that the mirror is getting electrical power. Most automotive dimming mirrors have a green light to indicate the presence of electrical power. If no voltage is found at the mirror, follow standard troubleshooting procedures to find the cause. If the mirror is getting voltage, start the diagnosis by placing a strip of tape over the forward-facing light sensor. Turn the ignition key on, engine off, abbreviated, KOEO, and observe the operation of the mirror when a flashlight or trouble light is directed onto the mirror. If the mirror reacts and dims, the forward-facing sensor is defective. Most often, the entire mirror assembly must be replaced, if any sensor or mirror faults are found. Refer to Figure 56-27. An automatic dimming mirror compares the amount of light toward the front of the vehicle to the rear of the vehicle and allows a voltage to cause the gel to darken the mirror. Frequently asked question. What is the Troxler effect? The Troxler effect, also called Troxler fading, is a visual effect where an image remains on the retina of the eye for a short time after the image has been removed. The effect was discovered in 1804 by Ignaz Paul Vital Troxler, a Swiss physician. Because of the Troxler effect, headlight glare can remain on the retina of the eye and create a blind spot. At night, this fading away of the bright light from the vehicle in the rear reflected by the rearview mirror can cause a hazard. One typical fault with automatic dimming mirrors is that a crack can occur in the mirror assembly, allowing the gel to escape from between the two layers of glass. This gel can drip onto the dash or center console and harm these surfaces. The mirror should be replaced at the first sign of any gel leakage. Figure 56-27. An automatic dimming mirror compares the amount of light toward the front of the vehicle to the rear of the vehicle and allows a voltage to cause the gel to darken the mirror. Refer to Figure 56-28. A Ford headlight circuit showing the control of the power side of the circuit comes from the smart junction box, abbreviated SJB. Courtesy lights. Courtesy lights are a generic term primarily used for interior lights, including overhead, or dome, and under the dash, or courtesy lights. These interior lights are controlled by switches located in the door handle of the vehicle or by a switch on the dash. Many newer vehicles operate the interior lights through the BCM or through an electronic module. Because the exact wiring and operation of these units differ, check the service information for the exact model of the vehicle being serviced. Illuminated entry. Some vehicles are equipped with illuminated entry, meaning the interior lights are turned on for a given amount of time when the outside door handle or remote keyless entry, abbreviated RKE, fob is operated while the doors are locked. Most vehicles equipped with illuminated entry also light the exterior door lights, called puddle lights, that shine downward so people entering a vehicle in the dark can see the ground near the vehicle. The input from the door handle or key fob remote is used to wake up the power supply for the BCM and usually turns on the interior lights. Headlight system diagnosis. Visual inspection. All of the lights, including the operation of the headlights, should be a part of any vehicle inspection process. During a visual inspection, check the headlights for the following. Number 1. Are they functioning as designed? Check service information or a similar vehicle to make sure that the system is not working as designed. Number 2. Check the brightness to see if they are dim. Number 3. Check if the headlights are too bright. Diagnostic procedure. If the headlights are not working at all, perform the following steps. Step 1. Use a factory or factory-level scan tool to turn the headlights on using the bidirectional command from the scan tool. If the headlights work, the headlights and the headlight circuit are working normally. The problem is likely the control input to the controller that operates the headlights. Step 2. Check the schematic for the headlight circuit and check for voltage at various parts to help pinpoint the location of the open circuit. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's specified procedures. See Figure 56-28. If the headlights are brighter than normal, the battery voltage may be higher than normal. Check the charging system voltage to make sure that it is less than 15.5 volts, on most vehicles. Check service information for the exact specifications. If the headlights are dimmer than normal, check the electrical circuits to the headlights for excessive circuit resistance, such as any of the following. Number 1. Loose electrical connector. Number 2. Corroded socket. Number 3. Poor electrical ground connection. Lighting system diagnosis. Diagnosing any faults in the lighting and signaling systems usually includes the following steps. Step 1. Verify the customer concern. Step 2. Perform a visual inspection, checking for collision damage or other possible causes that would affect the operation of the lighting circuit. Step 3. Connect a factory or enhanced scan tool with bidirectional control of the control modules to check for proper operation of the affected lighting circuit. Step 4. Follow the diagnostic procedure, as found in service information, to determine the root cause of the problem. Tech tip. The weirder the problem, the more likely it is a poor ground connection. Bad grounds are often the cause for feedback or lamps operating at full or partial brilliance. At first, the problem looks weird, because often the switch for the lights that are on dimly is not even turned on. When an electrical device is operating, and it lacks a proper ground connection, the current tries to find ground and often causes other circuits to work. Check all grounds before replacing parts. Lighting system symptom guide. The following list assists technicians in determining lighting systems. Refer to chart on page 666. Taillight bulb replacement. Step 1. The driver noticed that the taillight fault indicator icon on the dash was on any time the lights were on. Step 2. A visual inspection at the rear of the vehicle indicated that the right rear taillight bulb did not light. Removing a few screws from the plastic cover revealed the taillight assembly. Step 3. The bulb socket is removed from the taillight assembly by gently twisting the base of the bulb counterclockwise. Step 4. The bulb is removed from the socket by gently grasping the bulb and pulling the bulb straight out of the socket. Many bulbs required that you rotate the bulb 90 degrees, or 1/4 turn, to release the retaining bulbs. Step 5. The new 7443 replacement bulb is being checked with an ohmmeter to be sure that it is okay before it is installed in the vehicle. Step 6. The replacement bulb is inserted into the taillight socket and the lights are turned on to verify proper operation before putting the components back together. Review questions. Question 1. Why should the exact same trade number of bulb be used as a replacement? Question 2. Why is it important to avoid touching a halogen bulb with your fingers? Question 3. What are the advantages of LED lights? Question 4. Why are lights controlled by the BCM in many vehicles? Question 5. What are the conditions needed for an auto-dimming headlight system to work? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Technician says that the bulb trade number is the same for all bulbs of the same size. Technician B says that a dual filament bulb has different wattage ratings for each filament. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 2. Light emitting diodes are used for lighting because they A. light quicker or faster illumination. B. have longer service life. C. have lower current draw. D. any of the above. Question 3. The correct trade number of bulb always is used for replacement because it A. prevents circuit or component damage. B. keeps the circuit resistance the same. C. keeps the circuit current, or amperes, the same. D. all of the above. Question 4. Which of the following will cause the brake lights to turn on when the brake pedal is depressed? A. a brake light switch. B. the pedal sensor. C. a pressure sensor on the brake pedal itself. D. either A or B depending on the vehicle. Question 5. Vehicles equipped with the illuminated entry feature typically use what to command the interior lights on? A. the BCM. B. RKE fob. C. Outside door handle. D. Any of the above. Question 6. Which of the lighting systems could result in an electrical shock hazard if proper precautions are not followed? A. LED lights. B. HID lights. C. Rear fog lights. D. Driving lights. Question 7. What type of light bulb should not be touched using bare hands? A. 1157 or 2057 bulbs. B. Halogen bulbs. C. LED bulbs. D. HID bulbs. Question 8. The color of light produced by a light bulb is measured in what unit? A. Kelvin degrees. B. Amperes. C. Watts. D. Volts. Question 9. An automatically dimming mirror is used to A. Automatically dim the headlights. B. Help prevent the Troxler effect. C. Operate the fog lights when needed. D. Operate the daytime running lights. Question 10. Technician A says that a scan tool is usually needed to aim headlights. Technician B says that the keyless entry key fob is used to wake up the BCM, which usually is responsible to turn on the interior lights. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. End of chapter 56.